This is Show Me Today, and we are being joined by Barbie Banks, a co-custodian of the Ragtag Film Society and the big event, the True False Film Festival that goes on in Colombia, one of the biggest events. Barbie, thanks for joining us, and tell us about this year's event.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So we are very excited. March 3rd through 6th in downtown Colombia, we will be having our festival. You know, we had one last year that was outdoors in Stevens Lake Park, and we're excited to be back indoors and watching some really great films.
All right. This has gone international.
Yes. So we're in our 19th year, and I would say this year our film lineup is the most international we've ever had. We are, you know, one of the top documentary nonfiction film festivals in the world. And we're right here in Missouri, which is really great. And along with all of our films, we also have music and art and lots of free things for people to do and great films for people to come in and watch. We're very excited about it.
I have been a few times, and I will say that the hardest part is choosing which film and when. You have to make some decisions on that.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, last night we had Lux Pass holders, which is one of our largest groups, was in there making their reservations, but there's still plenty of tickets left, and I would say that is the hardest part. I just saw somebody posted on Facebook that they don't even pick by film anymore. They pick by who has the most comfortable chairs in their venue because they know whatever film they see is going to be good with us.
Right, and that is important. You know, the ones that are in the theater, that's very nice. And then the ones that are in some of the church halls are still all really enjoyable. And I don't think I've ever had a metal chair yet. So I'm fortunate there.
Yeah, there's a few of those in the Blue Note, but the Blue Note has, you know, the added bonus of cocktails if you want to enjoy them. So it's a trade-off there.
With some of these documentaries and their content, you might need a drink, right?
Yes, exactly. I can't say we're known for our lighthearted documentaries all the time.
It's interesting because I've been able to see them, and then sometime later, 6 months, maybe a year later, they're the talk of social media. And I get to say, hey, I saw that with the filmmaker, actually.
Right. Exactly. I think people forget that. I think people in Colombia especially are used to this fest and don't realize how lucky we are to have it, that we are showcasing some of the best nonfiction films that are going to be Oscar nominated within the next year and picked up by these great streaming services, so people have access to see them all over. And some of them premiere right here in Colombia, Missouri, which is really cool. And I know some people consider us flyover country, and I hope that our event makes people think otherwise.
I hope so, too. And I think it competes with things in St. Louis and Kansas City. And I'm sure many of those folks come this way, and all the way from Branson and Joplin and Springfield and the Boot Heel. So and then again, you have so many people who come from around the world as well. Now, we are not out of a pandemic. It is abating. Mm-hmm. It's getting better, at least right now. So what are the measures this year?
Yeah, so we are requiring everybody to be up to date on their vaccinations or show a negative COVID test. So with that, if you're submitting a vaccination to us, we have a third party service that is verifying all of those, and you'll get a wristband that you'll wear the whole weekend. If you're submitting a negative test, that is something you have to upload daily. It can be the same test. It just has to happen it has to be good for 72 hours. Mm-hmm. We're also requiring masks inside all of our facilities. And then we have lowered the number of passes that we sold and the capacity of each of our venues. So we are not marking off 6 feet for social distancing, but there'll be a little bit more breathing room. If you came in 2020 or before that, you know, we packed and filled every single seat. And this year, it's a little different. You can have a seat in between you and the group that maybe isn't your pod of people. And then with all of our events, we have great sponsors that offer food and drink, and all of the food and drink will be outdoors. We'll have tents set up with some heaters, mm-hmm. but in order to take your mask off, you'll be outside to enjoy that food and drink.
Barbie Banks, the co-custodian of the Ragtag Film Society and True False Film Festival that goes on in Colombia every year. How has the pandemic affected the finances of True False and the Ragtag Film Society?
Yeah, so, you know, the last 2 years, we have been lucky that we were able to get the PPP to help keep mm-hmm. all of our employees employed. We also, the federal government did a large grant called the SVOG, Shuttered Venue Operating Grant, mm-hmm. and that has really helped us stay afloat. And so this year, cutting everything, you know, lowering capacities everywhere has affected us, but we made the necessary cuts, you know, getting rid of some of our larger venues to make sure that we are saving and doing due diligence with all of the finances that we do have. We are definitely seeing that this will be a rebuild year. So we're, you know, smaller this year. We hope to grow next year and continue growing. The pandemic definitely knocked us down a little, but we're back at it and hope that we can just keep building up.
Good. And security, no backpacks, no coolers.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we have a great venue staff that will check all those things if you bring something in. But yeah, no, we encourage to bring as little as you can into the venue so you can get in quickly and run to your next film at the end.
Is there a film on the list right now that you are really excited to see, or can you pick one?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to pick because they all are so different. My favorite type of film is comedy, and you don't often get those in nonfiction, but there is one that is a wild ride called Second Chance, and it's about the gentleman who invented the bulletproof vest, and he was his own guinea pig with it. So it's a wild ride about his experience, and, you know, it's a thing that I don't know many of us know the origin of, and it's worth seeing, and I'm excited to show it to Columbia.
Talk about believing in your product and invention, huh?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, and then in 2020, we had a film called Dick Johnson is Dead that was about a daughter and her dad kind of processing that he was going to die soon. You know, he had cancer, and as sad as that sounds, it actually was a really good comedy film. And those are few and far between sometime in nonfiction, but we tend to find those gems amongst the ones that we show.
I love it when a comedian can talk about a relative who's passed away or a friend and make it very humorous to us, because I think it honors their memory quite a bit.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what this film does. And it's on Netflix now, so you can watch it on Netflix. Dick Johnson is Dead.
Okay, that's excellent. So if you have Netflix, then that's just a click away. Hey, Barbie, is there anything I haven't asked you about the event that you think is important for folks to know?
I just think this, if you've never come, this is the year to try it out. It is going to be a smaller crowd. There'll be lots of staff on hand to help figure out how to get everybody in those theaters safely. And so this is the year to come if you've never been and kind of feel like you're getting in on the ground floor, even though it's our 19th year.
I know a lot of people are very proud volunteers. Do you need any more volunteers this year?
We do need volunteers. We our venue staff is always looking for more people to help, you know, scan tickets and get people into seats. And also our setup and breakdown crew, which that's one of the best ones to be on because you set up and break down in between films, so you get to actually watch some of the films.
That's fantastic. We will put a link to your website where people can get involved and maybe even volunteer if they'd like on our website at MissouriNet.com.
Excellent. That would be great. And we are really looking forward to having everybody out March 3rd through 6th.
The co-custodian of the Ragtag Film Society and the True False Film Festival. This is Barbie Banks on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.